Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
Please stick around till the end of this episode to hear about a special live event I have happening here in beautiful Columbus, Ohio, USA. Nothing I have ever done has made me good enough. In today's meditation, we will talk about releasing judgment. Judgment of ourselves and judgment of others. And really, in truth, they cannot be separated. Judgment is the criteria against which we compare ourselves and everyone else. For example, I may have a criteria that in order for me to be a good person, to be good enough, to be worthy, I need to live up to this certain image in my mind of what that has to look like. Perhaps it's expensive clothes, fancy watch, always poised, always intelligent, clever, speaks clearly, doesn't do drugs or drink or do this or that. And all of this criteria are my own judgments about what's good and what's bad and what makes me a good person or a bad person or a successful person or a failure. And while I apply this criteria to my own life and my own being, we cannot help but also at the same time be applying it to everyone around us, whether we realize it or not. For example, if you've ever been around someone who's incredibly open, who speaks their mind freely and doesn't hold back, that's kind of how I feel when I'm around someone like that. I feel like it's okay to be open with that person. But when I'm around someone who's very stiff and buttoned up, someone who obviously looks the part, I automatically feel as if I need to live up to that standard as well when I'm around them. See, we can't really separate the judgments we place on ourselves from those we place on others, especially because, let's face it, we're constantly comparing ourselves to everyone around us, judging whether we measure up to this impossible standard in our minds, and also applying those same standards to the people around us and deciding whether they measure up or not as well. There is an incredible freedom available to each and every one of us when we drop the criteria, when we release the comparisons and become enough just as we are. And so I'd like to invite you to go ahead and find yourself a comfortable position, either sitting up or lying down, and allow your eyes to gently drift closed. And whenever you're ready, you can start by taking a deep breath in and letting it out with a sigh. And take another deep breath in, and as you do, just scrunch your shoulders up all the way up to your ears and let it out, releasing your shoulders back down. Take one more deep breath in and let it out, bringing your attention fully into this present moment, beginning to become aware of your body and the space around you. Perhaps noticing the place where your body touches the surface beneath you. Bringing all of your attention there and just beginning to notice how this surface holds you up. Effortlessly feeling the strength and the support beneath you. and you may notice yourself beginning to sink a little deeper into that surface as your muscles open up and let go. I'd like you to imagine in your mind, or get a sense like you're walking down a path. You might imagine it's a path in the forest, and so perhaps imagining the sounds of birds or the colors of the leaves. Perhaps noticing the wind or the feeling of the sun on your face as you walk through the forest. Walking through the beautiful trees, I'd like you to imagine that you come up to a little pool of water. And the water is very clear, and perhaps as you look down into the pool of water, you can see the pebbles at the bottom, maybe some fish. And there are beautiful flowers, orchids and lilies growing around the pool of water. I'd like you to imagine that as you look at the surface of the water, noticing the little ripples, you'll notice the surface of the pool just smoothing out. So it's very clear, very calm, still. And as the pool becomes very still, you can begin to make out a reflection. And as you look down into the pool, and you begin to see this reflection forming, I'd like you to imagine that this image you see or get a sense of is someone in your life whom you love very much. It could be a best friend, or brother, or a daughter, or a son, or a husband, or a wife, or a mother, or a father, anyone at all. Just one person that you love. Imagining their face appears as the reflection that you see in this beautiful pool of water. And as the face becomes a little clearer and you can gain an idea of who that person is for you, who's showing up in this moment, I'd like you to ask yourself, what does this person deserve? How do they deserve to be treated? Do they deserve respect, acceptance, love? I'd like you to think about perhaps a mistake that this person has made, or something they do that doesn't quite measure up. Something about them that doesn't work, and I'd like you to ask yourself, does that thing make them any less deserving of love? And I invite you to come from a place of curiosity as you search your heart for the answer. Now asking yourself, do they really need anything else to be worthy? And I invite you to come from curiosity as you search your heart for the answer. And now in this moment, I invite you to imagine now that you turn around and behind you stands a full-length mirror. And as you gaze into the mirror, this time the reflection is a reflection of you. And imagine it now that you're meeting yourself face to face. And as you gaze into the mirror, getting a sense of yourself. So now asking those same questions. What do they deserve? How do they deserve to be treated? Is this person worthy of acceptance and love? And as you look into your own eyes, know that it's important that you give yourself the same grace that you would give to someone you truly love. Because whatever judgments you have for yourself, spread out to the people around you. So I invite you to choose grace, acceptance, and love for you, so that you can set the standard of acceptance for all the people that you love. So you can go ahead now and notice the reflection in the mirror, stepping out. And I'd like you to embrace them. Embrace yourself. Right now, imagine you bring yourself into your arms. And perhaps you'd like to take a moment to apologize to yourself for the rejection, for the judgment. And take this one moment to accept yourself completely, just as you are. And now as you merge back into yourself, noticing a sense of wholeness and completion, you can begin to bring your attention gently back into your body. Perhaps wiggling your fingers, and whenever you're ready, you can take a final deep breath and open your eyes. But before you get back to your day, I invite you to take a few moments to appreciate yourself for taking this time to tune into you. If you are interested in attending the Be the Permission workshop for healthy boundaries here in beautiful Columbus, Ohio, please visit jenniferdevoo.com and click on the Be the Permission workshop event page.